the Prime Minister of Iraq wants more help fighting ISIS, just not the kind the U.S. has been offering lately. The Pentagon had suggested sending attack helicopters to help with the battle for Ramadi. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi told our co-host Kelly McEvers today that the focus should be elsewhere, but he does not want U.S. combat troops on the ground.
Their conversation came after a deadly weekend for Iraqi troops. 9 soldiers and an officer were killed Friday by U.S. airstrikes. Both countries call it a mistake. Kelly asked the Prime Minister what happened.
It's a sad thing for us. Clearly, it's a friendly fire. There was a combat, very close proximity combat. Our forces were advancing, but there was a huge enemy fire. Then the coalition where they were brought in, and they started attacking, and it was very successful. 2 hittings, very successful. But the third one, when the enemy was hit, they advanced towards our forces, and our forces advanced towards them. And then a third hit or bomb came down, which have killed many enemies and killed some of our forces. So that was very unfortunate and is a sad for us. But the good thing about it is we won that battle.
I know that people in Iraq are understandably upset about this. Does this make it harder for you and your government to accept United States help in battling ISIS?
You know, any mistake, there will be bad feeling about it, especially on the part of the families. I think it happens everywhere. I know I've received an apology from the U.S. Defense Secretary, and this may make things easier, but still, I think we have here in Iraq, there is polarization of opinions. But I think our fight with Daesh is essential for us. And the cover or the support which we are receiving from our coalition partners in terms of providing air cover to our forces is essential, and this will continue.
And when you say Daesh, of course, you mean ISIS.
Correct.
The United States has offered more help in the fight against ISIS, specifically Apache helicopters and advisors on the ground. They say it could finally end the battle to retake the city of Ramadi. And yet you have declined this offer for now. Why?
Well, it's not that, to be honest with you. I mean, Ramadi is almost there. We have controlling about 70% of Ramadi. So we're advancing very well. But what we need this support, we didn't turn it down as such, but what we need this support for is we have a problem with the borders with Syria. You know that Daesh is controlling both sides of the border, on Syrian side and on the Iraqi side. And there are many foreign terrorists who are crossing from Turkey to Syria to Iraq. And there's a lot of smuggling of oil and other things to finance the terror machine of Daesh. And this ought to be stopped.
What is your sense of why you haven't gotten that help at the borders so far?
Well, we have been told this is massive thing, it's very long, that border, it's a desert. They have to watch everything there. They need many manpowers and many resources. They don't have that resources. But I think that support must be quite wide, and you need a lot of intelligence there. Because Daesh, again, is learning from what we are doing. Daesh is moving in a very small convoys. Sometimes it's very hard to differentiate them from civilians. So you need much more intelligence, much more air reconnaissance, much more missions to combat Daesh. This needs much, much more resources than we have at the moment, to be honest with you. Sometimes I get frustrated. Sometimes we get frustrated at this end. But of course, this is beyond us. I mean, we don't own this international coalition support. We have to say thank you to them because they're providing help for us. But I have to admit, still this support and this air cover is still limited.
With all due respect, in some ways it sounds like you want it both ways. You have to reject too much U.S. support because of pressures from certain parties in Iraq, but yet you're asking for more support than you're getting now.
Well, we have to differentiate between two sort of supports. What we are making sure is that we don't want boots on the ground, full stop. We don't want combat troops on the ground to carry military missions on the ground. We don't need that. And this is not only us, to be honest with you. This is all of our coalition partners, including the U.S. They don't want boots on the ground. And we keep stressing it every time because there is a black media, and media who try to make things bad for us. They are claiming there are troops on the ground, there are boots on the ground. For every time we stress, no, there isn't, we don't need them. And so, of course, the U.S. side and the other coalition partners, they say the same. It doesn't mean that we reject the support. It's two different things. All we are saying is that we're stressing that we don't need this, boots on the ground, but we will need more support in terms of air cover. And the Iraqis are asking for that.
President Obama has received a lot of criticism for his handling of ISIS. In your view, is the U.S. administration taking ISIS, Daesh, seriously enough?
Well, I have to assume they are. But this is an election year.
Right.
What I'm asking U.S. politicians, I think there's an alliance now between Iraq and the United States. We need this help. We have to finish off Daesh. We have to win this war. I understand, yes, this political democracy in the U.S. and all politicians, they have to say things which they believe in. But I always tell them, please know that whatever you say has an impact here on Iraq, has impact on the lives of people. We are fighting a very, very hard war against this terrorist organization.
Are there things that are being said in this U.S. campaign for president that concern you? Things that you've heard that worry you?
Well, yes, because I think when we hear that you have to send an army of 100,000 armies from all over the region to go in that area, I think that would cause a lot of alarm here. I mean, what sort of army and who is controlling the army? What do they do there? I mean, are they going to fight Daesh or are they going to fight something else? That's something really very disturbing.
And I think you're referring to proposals that forces are not just sent from the U.S., but from partners in the Gulf states, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and others. Is that correct?
Well, that's what some in the U.S. are probably trying to do. But here in Iraq, we're very careful because we don't want Iraq to end up in the middle of a regional fight between different countries. We have Iran on the east, we have Turkey on the north, we have Saudi Arabia in the south, we have Jordan on the west, and we have Syria as well on the west. That's why we've asked for other sort of support other than forces on the ground. We want to keep a good neighborly relationship without them intervening in our own affairs. So, no, we don't want regional army and regional force to fight in Iraq. We have enough Iraqi fighters, very courageous fighters, young fighters and other fighters who are willing to fight Daesh, and they're doing exactly that.
Our co-host, Kelly McEvers, speaking with Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi.